It's a schos and an honor to be here today. Erev Parsha Kisisa. What a jam-packed Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions based on this rich, rich Parsha. And then we're going to try to come out with a yesod, to come out with a foundation that we all could apply it to our lives. The Torah tells us in Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe Lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe, Ki tisa es rosh b'nei Yisrael lepitayim. When you'll take account of the children of Klal Yisrael, v'natnu ish kofer nafsho. Every man will give to Hashem for an atonement for his soul. Right away in the beginning of the parasha, we learn about Maxis HaShekel. The idea that every single person, the next pasuk says, Maxis HaShekel. The idea of giving half of the Shekel, the holy Shekel, to the Mishkan, everyone represented. And question number one is a Gavaldi Kasha. Because we know, which we're going to speak about, God willing, so much to do, so little time. Usually I say that when the shiur is like much later in. I know you guys are looking at me like, oh my God, he's saying that right now. This is going to be a 4.5 hour shiur, but hopefully it won't be. Well, I don't know who the hopefully is for. Okay, whatever. Let's go right there. But a Gavaldi Kasha. We know this week's Parsha is so rich. This week's Parsha, Kisisa, has the Chet HaEgel, which we've got to talk about. And it talks about more things about the Mishkan, about the different Kalim. And then we talk about Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says so many times in the Torah, at least 7 times in the Torah, it talks about Shabbos. And it talks about Shabbos in this week's Parsha also. Why start off the Parsha about taking a census of Klal Yisrael? About counting Klal Yisrael? There's so many other ways that you can start off the Parsha. What's the Yisoid? What's the idea? Why are we starting off the Parsha about giving this Maxis HaShekel? Question number one. You read a little further in the Torah, we read about the different Kalim, which maybe we'll talk about. Whenever I say that, it means we won't. But I want to, but there's a lot to talk about. Ah, Torah is so vast and so great. We learn about Shabbos. Shabbos. It tells us in Perek, Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe Lemor, Vato Daber el Bnei Yisrael. Hashem says to Moshe, and you speak to Klal Yisrael, Lemor, Ach et Shabbosai Tishmoru, observe my Shabbos, plural, Shabbosai Tishmoru, Ki Osi. Why? Because it's a sign. Os. It goes from plural, Shabsosai, to Os, which is singular. Beini uvineichem. Between me and you. Ladas. You should know. Ki ani Hashem. Mikachka. And then it says, Lushmartem et HaShabbos. And you should keep the Shabbos. You should observe the Shabbos. Ki kodesh hi lachem. It's very kadosh. And if you profane it, or let's go profane it, then you will die. What in the world? What? It's holy, watch it. If you profane it, it will die. Okay. And then, Gavaldik. Couple of kashas. Kasha number one. Ask Sade HaKabbalah, one of the great. Rav Yaakov Mecklenburg, who lived in 1785 to 1865. One of the greats, one of the Gedolim. He wants to know, why does it say at Shabbosai? Why is Shabbos in plural? Why is Shabbos in plural? What's that all about? And then it says, Ki Osi. And furthermore, the Meshech Chochma asks, the next pasuk Yedalid, it says you should keep Shabbos, because it's holy, and then if you don't, you're Mechala Mosimas. What's the plural of the pasuk? And then, what do we say? Sheishis Yomim Yasem Malacha. Again, if you do malacha, you'll die. And then it says, ask the Gizmaldik Sav Sover. I'm throwing out a lot of questions. It's all under Sue number one. Don't like be like, Blue, here you go again. 18,000 questions. No, it's all under one. 1, 2A, 2B, 2C. Because what does it say? La Sois. And you should, what are you doing on Shabbos? You're doing something on Shabbos? We say it all the time. Lishmor v'la Sois. You're doing something on Shabbos? What are you doing? What is that all about? So question 2, A, B, and C, is why does it say Shabsosai? Why does it say in plural? Furthermore, what's the pasuk that it's Kadosh and Mechaleh Mos Yumas, and if you do it, you will die. What's that all about? The flow of the pasuk, Meshachachum's Kasha. We'll stick in a little also over there, that why is it not one of the big three? We know that there are three big cardinal sins that you have to give up your life for. If a man comes to you and says, either kill someone or be killed, you got to be killed. If a man says, do a motor zone or be killed, you got to be killed. And what's the last one? You guys don't know? You do know, I definitely know. Give me a rayas, chas v'shalom. If someone says, do something very immoral, don't look at your iPhones. No, but if someone says, don't do something immoral, you got to give up your life. Gili aray out. Ask a bamba kasha. Why is Shabbos not one of the three? If someone says, desecrate Shabbos, maybe you should have to desecrate Shabbos. But we don't. You should desecrate Shabbos. Chas v'shalom, we should never know. But if someone says, go desecrate Shabbos or be killed, you should desecrate. What's why? And the last kasha of that section is, what is lasis? What are you doing, my Shabbos? Question 3. We go into the Chet HaEgel. Right? It's found in Sheni. Very interesting. Why in Sheni? It's very long Aliyah. One of the longest Aliyahs. Why? The Mogen Avraham says, because we want Kohen and Levi to be separate. Because we don't want a Yisrael to get the Aliyah of Chet HaEgel. Because guess what? Your ancestors messed up. Anyone's listening to this, if you're a Kohen, this doesn't apply to you. Because I'm a Kohen. Baruch Hashem. Thanks, Dad, for being a Kohen. Yeah? But really not thanks to that. Thanks to dads. Because why Moshe Rabbeinu came down, and he said, what's going on here, guys? And he said, Mi Lashem Elai. And Baruch Hashem, my ancestors stepped up to the plate. Your ancestors didn't. I'm sorry. That's just a reality. Sometimes truth hurts. Right? They tell a story. Oh, story right away, huh? Now everyone's up. Chofetz Chaim. One time, Shimon Schwab, who was the great leader in Broyers in Washington Heights, he was a teenager. He went to go visit the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim said to him, took him when they were going on a walk, and he said, you know why I'm greater than you? The Chofetz Chaim was talking, you know? So Meir HaKohen Kagan, Kohen. He said, because your answer's messed up, not mine. Strange statement. The called on the door. Sadik Ador. Sadik whatever. You know what I'm saying? Chofetz Chaim. He's saying, what is he saying? Because he was telling Rishimon Schwab, our actions count. My ancestors stepped up to the plate. And since they stepped up to the plate, we didn't fall. Failure's a famous story. So, Baruch Hashem, my ancestors didn't fall. Yours did. Sorry, not ha ha. It's Klai Yisrael. I'm not Chofetz Chaim. I'm not laughing. I don't want anyone to be put down. Just because my ancestors stepped up. If all our ancestors didn't step up, we would be in the base of English right now. Okay. Anyway, so the obvious question that all the Mepharshim are asking is, how in the world? They just got the Torah. We got the Torah, Yisro, Mishpatim, not so long ago. And all of a sudden, they messed up with the Chet HaEgel. What in the world was going on there? And the last question at the end of the Parsha, so much tighter. At the end, again, this is a jam-packed parsha. At the end, again, we have another. My Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, breaks the luchas, the whole thing. Gavaldik. Not Gavaldik, but Gavaldik, the whole thing. A lot of Torah on that. We're not going to talk about it. The Yugim Omidus. And then it talks about the Shosh Rego. Is there a connection? You know, we keep on talking about the Mishkan, the great tabernacle, the Shosh Regolim, the holidays. Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Is there a deep connection between Mishkan and Shosh Regolim? and even Shabbos? So obviously there is, because I'm asking the question. That would be silly if I asked the question and didn't have an answer. But that's question four. So let's just review. We got a lot to do. Maybe we'll tell a couple stories here and there. Stories wake the Olam up. But we got to get to the Torah also. Question number one, let's just review again. Why start off the Torah with Matzis HaShekel? What's that all about? Question number two is A, B, and C. About Shabbos, why does it say Shabbosai in plural? A lot of Shabboses, what's going on? What does Lassos mean? Why is it not one of the three why is it not one of the sins that you have to give up your life for? Question three, a big one. How did Klal Yisroel? What happened exactly? What is this whole Yisod about Chet HaEgel? What did they mess up about? And the last question is, Mishkan and Shosh Regolim and Shabbos, is there a deep connection? So let's go slow. Let's go slow. It says, when we talk about Shabbos, the Ksada Kabbalah says a beautiful idea. We know, Baruch Hashem, we all are busy in the week. And everyone's doing their thing. Making the cash, doing the thing. You know, trying, working hard. Dealing with the mundane a little. Trying to make a living. And then we get to Shabbos. Now Shabbos, there is an aspect of a physical rest. A person's not going to work. And back in the day with Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know the famous stories. They came to Rav Moshe Feinstein and they said, how is it possible? We had a whole shiur about this. Again, no one really listens to what I say. But we had a whole shiur about this. Again, I don't even know sometimes. In sheer, sometimes I tell the story, like, Rabbi, you said that. I'm like, no, I didn't. And they're like, yeah, you did. The worst is when I say it the day before. I usually remember the day before when I say it. But again, you have to chazer everything. Even the stories, you got to chazer. They came to a mosh and they said, it's crazy. The people, they were moser nefesh for Shabbos. They lost their job. All the time, they lost their job. And you know, there's gavaldic stories. They tell they tell a story of a girl. She was in the Holocaust. Her parents said, whatever you do, keep the Shabbos. And she was sent to relatives. It was during World War II. She got out. She got out of Poland. And she was with relatives. And she went and she was, you know, they were not religious relatives. And they kept on telling her, you have to get a job. If you want to live with us, you know, you're going to have to pay a little bit. We're not going to charge you everything. You're a relative. But you're going to have to pay a little. And they said, you have to get a job. And obviously, one of the jobs, it said that you had to work. You had to work on Shabbos if you wanted to keep your job. And she just didn't, it didn't feel right. But she knew at the same time that she had to make a little money. But in the back of her mind were her parents saying, keep Shabbos, keep Shabbos, keep Shabbos. And one time she was going to her job and it just kept on coming into her mind. Keep Shabbos, keep Shabbos. And she was working in a textile place. Might be butchering the story, but you're getting the end of the point, I hope. And she was in a textile place, and she said, I can't go to work. I'll lose my job. And she ran away. She ran to a park, and it was sad, because her relatives are going to be so disappointed. And then afterwards, much later in the evening, she came home. And they said, oh my God! Thank God you're alive! She said, what do you mean, thank God I'm alive? I thought you were going to yell at me. And they said, no, there was a fire in the factory you worked in. No one survived, and we thought you were there with them. Ah, Shabbos. Shabbos. Ah, what a gavaldic story. Another story, well, a lot of stories. Okay, got to get to the Torah also. I'll tell you the stories, I'll tell you them. They tell a story about one of the Gedolim, on Shabbos, he didn't sleep. He was busy answering Shilas the whole week. On Shabbos, he didn't sleep. He just learned. One time, 4 o'clock in the morning, a Talmud had a kasha. He knew that this Rebbe didn't sleep the whole night on Shabbos. That was his thing. Knocked on the door, no answer. He said, no, my Rebbe has to be up. He learns Kol HaTorah. Maybe he fell asleep. Whatever, I have to go see. He went to the back of the house. Baruch Hashem, it was open. And he went into the house. And it turned out that his Rebbe had a fatal heart attack. And if he didn't stay up every single day for Shabbos, he would never know. Who goes to the Rebbe's house at 4 in the morning? But he came to the back and he saw it and he got into the hospital and he saved his life. Shabbos Makoya Brocha. So there's an idea of Shabbos, the physical rest. Says Ksava Kabbalah, it's just more than that. There's also the spiritual rest. There's Menuchas Haguf. There's Menucha for my body. But there's an element that sometimes we miss a little. Called Menuchas HaNefesh. The peace of my mind. Sometimes we have to take a step back and say, wow, Hashem, you gave me the Shabbos. Let me just be in your glory. I love you, Hashem. I love you, Hashem. Ah, look what you gave me, a day of rest, a day of spirituality. I don't have to think about my business and this and that and my job. I could just enjoy you, Hashem. That's what Shabbos represents. Says Ksava Kabbalah. Shabbos represents the idea of Menuchas HaGuf, which is one type of Shabbos, but also the spiritual Menuchas HaGuf. That's why it says Shabsosai in the plural. These two elements, and again, we're all busy, either we're in school, or we're working, but we need to realize this. Again, the Torah brings down, you have to, should take a menucha, a little Shabbos nap, but you got to learn also. You got to make the Torah real. You got to make Hashem real in your life. Why by Shabbos? Is it not one of the three? Because Shabbos is for us lassos. In order for me to keep a lot of Shabbos, if I give up my life, I'm dead. Shalom. I'm not alive anymore. I can't keep any more Shabbos. But the whole point of Shabbos, because Hashem says, I'm going to give you Shabbos to be the partner, Klal Yisrael and me. And I want you to bask in my glory. But if you die, you can't do that. So therefore, you could be Mechal Shabbos in order so you could keep the Shabbos. Lassos. Lassos to do the Shabbos. But it's a lassos not just in the physical sense. It's a lassos to do it even in the spiritual sense. So that's why says the Meshech Chochma that Shabbos, because Shabbos is lassos is to do. And we all have to make our Shabbos is better. Baruch Hashem, we're all busy during the week, but we have to realize what we have on Shabbos. Rav Moshe said, I was in the middle of Rav Moshe, I think I just got on a tangent, sometimes I do that, I forget. Actually, well, I just gave a shiur recently, and I told her I ask questions, and sometimes I go on tangents, and I forget to answer the questions. And I was going on and on, I think the other one was into it a little. But then, you know, they had to go to supper, it was like one of these optional shiurim. And then a guy raises his hand, he's like, Rebbe, you forgot to answer. I'm like, oh my God, so Baruch Hashem answered the questions. Okay, whatever. Idea of Shabbos. Ki oisi. Shabbos is the ois. What was that, Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe said that how is it possible that people gave up their job? They gave up their, they lost their jobs for Shabbos. Says Rav Moshe, you know why their kids went off the derech? Because they saw they didn't appreciate Shabbos. They saw, oh, another Shabbos lost my job. Says Rav Moshe, that killed the kids. You have to enjoy, you have to have a spiritual Shabbos. Obviously better food, family time. But bring the Ribbono Shel Olam. What happened with the Chet HaEgel? How is it possible? How is it possible that they messed up? They just got the Torah. What's it all about? I remember I was just telling you guys that the whole idea of the Rosh Shimon Schwab and the Chafetz Chaim, I remember when I was a little boy. So we used to go to my grandfather, Rav Amzer, me and my family, we would go, right? Then afterwards, we used to go to Brooklyn, and then eventually we started going to Pesach programs. I remember it was awesome. One year, well, that's stories today. Okay, one year, I think we were in Cancun. What's up? Living Pesach, going from slavery to freedom. What's up, you know? And it was Gavala, Cancun. My parents were growing all into Cancun, the nice sun, beautiful. Ah, Kishimaka food. I hope it was kosher, the Pesach, who knows? But it was great. And I became friendly with a kid. And his father was Israeli. So he said, you should go, I would say in Hebrew, but I don't know how to say it in Hebrew. He said, we should go swimming with my son on Yontif. And I'm like, I don't do that. I'm not a swimming guy on Yontif. So he turned to me and he's like, oh, you think you're better than Moshe Rabbeinu? He went into the Yamsuf. I didn't want to tell him, but listen, the Yamsuf split for him. Okay, whatever. So I remember going with my cousin. Yeah, I remember my cousin and the families, right? The Blue Mishpacha and the Raps Mishpacha, we went. And we were packing, so we were going to leave Mitzrayim. And then I told him, listen, I'm a Kohen. My cousin got a little, he wasn't so happy. I remember they had to convince him that really you're better than me. Again, it's not a power struggle, but really it's okay because you can go to cemeteries and I can't. But really, I'm a Kohen because your ancestor messed up, man. Okay, whatever. But again, we don't want our ancestors to mess up. Okay, so what am I talking about? Not sure. Oh, why? How did Klal Yisrael mess up with Chet HaEgel? What's that all about? Four answers. Wow, we got a lot of Torah today. Holy cow. Says the Hilchos Rashi, you know how they messed up? They messed up because it was the Erev Rav. Says Rashi, it was the Erev Rav. It was that group that really caused all the trouble. They caused all the problems. The Erev Rav messed up. And since the Erev Rav messed up, they caused Klal Yisrael to sin. Says the Ramban, I disagree with you, Rashi. Really, it was because they felt that Moshe was not the correct was not the right representative. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. And since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, they wanted a new Navi. Says the Ramban, that was their problem. Gabaldik. Comes some of the Akronim, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. And he says, you know what the problem with the Chet HaEgel was? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. And he said he's going to come down. And he didn't come down. All of a sudden, their bitachon, their trust in Hashem, was lessened. They said, oh my God. How are we going to have the Mon? How are we going to have Moshe, our great leader, who's not here? What's going to be? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, their bitachon went down. That's what happened. Comes along the Beis HaLevi, and everyone goes on this Mahalik. Answer number four. A lot of answers here. If you look in the hole, in the Torah, it keeps on saying, whenever it talks about the Mishkan, it always keeps on saying, Kasher Simcha Hashem, as Hashem commanded you. Kasher Simcha Hashem. Says the great Beis HaLevi. Unbelievable. Klal Yisrael was waiting for Moshe to come down, and he didn't come down. And then they started using their own reasoning and saying, oh, this must have happened, this must have happened. But where was the Kasher Simcha Hashem? Where was the Kasher Simcha Hashem? Did Hashem command you to make the eagle? No, you used your own intellect. You thought you were so smart. You're not so smart. You used your own intellect, but it was Kasher Simcha Hashem. You got to wait for the command of God. You can't just do your own thing. You know, like these Kabbalah centers. They're like, oh, I want to bring spirituality into my life. Let me learn Kabbalah. First of all, you don't know a thing about Kabbalah. You're gonna take your own spirituality and like plug it in. That's called your own religion. So what are you doing? That's what happened here, says the Hilchos Nitzin, says the Beis HaLevi. Kasher Simcha Hashem. Rashi holds that what? Really, this week's Parsha Kisisa really is before the Mishkan, before Truma. Rashi, throughout all the Torah, says, Ein Muktam Muchar B'Torah. That means that really the Torah is not in chronological order. Says, what's the Pshat? Klal Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, and the Mishkan fixed up the Chet HaEgel. Wow. Why? Because the Mishkan was Kasher Sivcha Hashem. I'm going to do what I'm commanded. And sometimes we forget this. Sometimes we take our own, we're all chacham, and we try to take our own reasoning into everything. And we try to say, oh, this, and we try to do, no, Kasher Simcha Hashem. You know, we're not Hashem. We're not Hashem. I say this all the time, but I'm really giving much to myself. We're not Hashem. Hashem's in charge. We need to follow Hashem, says the great Nitzim. This was the sin of Chet HaEgel. They kind of, again, a little different, but they took the inspiration and they didn't make a real into their lives. They just wanted whatever they thought was good for themselves. But that's not what Judaism is about. It's not a feel-good religion. It's that I work for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kasher Simcha Hashem. What's the connection between the Mishkan and the Sholosh Regalim and Shabbos. Beautiful. Pesach. Pesach's coming up. I'm not trying to scare anyone. Chas v'shalom. Pesach's getting coming closer. Got Purim before Baruch Hashem. Then we got Pesach. Pesach represents stage number one. The Arison. The Arison. The engagement. Again, nowadays, engage, the whole thing happens at once under the chuppah. But it's the Arison. It's the first relationship between man and woman. Then you got Shavuos. Shavuos represents the idea of Kabbalah HaTorah, Matan Torah. And then you have the Sukkos. Sukkos represents the Shechina, Anani HaKavod, Hashem hovering over. Beautiful. We go from stage to stage. Pesach, Arison, to Nesuin, and then to the Sheva Brachos. After the Shechina, the 7 days of Sheva Brachos, the Yichud, the Shechina. I heard a beautiful idea from Rosholm Rosner. He wants to say this is the same idea in Shabbos. We know that the way we daven on Friday night, we say the Anuchu Va in the language of feminine. The Anuchu Va. Shabbos day is the Anuchu Va. And at Mincha, it's the Anuchu Vam together. So it says Rav Rosner, beautiful. The Anuchu Va represents the idea of the feminine. Why? Because what do we say in davening also on Friday night? Kidashta! Lashon Kiddushin! Lashon, I'm going to have the first stage of the marriage! And then the next, what's the next? That Hashem gave us? Chelkeinu v'soyasecha! That He gave us the different element! The element of V'yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko! That's what we say in davening Shabbos day, because that's Matan Torah. And then what do we say in Mincha? Ator Echad v'Shimcha Echad, become one with Hashem. This element again, Kiddushin, first stage, second stage, Nisuin, and then the whole idea of bringing Shechina, boom, together. That's the connection between Sholosh Regalim and Shabbos, and that's the whole purpose of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is to bring the Ribbono Shel Olam into our lives. The first question, why are we starting with Machzis HaShekel? Because that's this Yesod. Machzis HaShekel, I bring half, everyone brings half, to show this relationship with Klal Yisrael and Hashem. Machzis, the Gron, different commentaries say, famous, Machzis, Mem, Ches, Sadi, Yutes. Sadi represents Stoka, going out of yourself, helping one another. And the two letters next to that is Chai, is life. And the two outer letters are Mace. We get out of ourselves, we get everyone comes together and get out, give Stoka, learn of the Sugis and Bod Basra. That Stoka saves people. You think you're only helping the people you're giving, you're helping yourself also. Natan, Natan. Like Rabbi Gross, my principal, used to always say, the way it's written, said this before, the way Nun Tev, Nun Tof Nun, they're spelled the same way. Because when you give, you're also getting. But Max is a shekel, when I give the shekel to the Mishkan, I'm showing my love and dedication to Hashem. Everyone is showing their love and dedication. That's the whole purpose. That's what we see from this week's parsha. This element. Klal Yisrael messed up with Chet HaEgel. They learned up their own religion, Chas v'Sholom, according to the Beis Halevi. They didn't wait for Kasher Simcha Hashem. Or they lacked Bitochon. But it's this idea that we need to build, we need to make Shabbos, like we said, this idea of Shabbos. Make Shabbos real. Mayor Tursky just spoke in Yeshiva, one of my rabbeim, and he says, Gevaldik, in order to go into Shabbos and have this spiritual experience, definitely giving myself mussar. It's a little labor dick in my house there of Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, can I know? A lot of little kids. And it's a hard, this is a hard one. But God willing, giving myself mussar. To be a little prepared. Don't just go in rushed. A little prepared, ready to experience a delightful Shabbos. Learn to say a little Tehillim. a little tighter, get involved, look up stories for your kids, look up stories for your Shabbos table. That's the whole element. Bring the Rabbonu Shalom in, Shabsosai, the plural. The plural of, again, the physical rest, but also the spiritual rest. Let us realize how fortunate we are. We're building this relationship with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let us learn from their mistake of Chayta Egel. Let us realize Kasher Simcha Hashem. Let us realize that the whole element is to bring Klal Yisrael together, but to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let us keep on working together, growing together, and Bezus Hashem, we should just keep on steiging with Hashem, realizing that Hashem loves every single one of us, and we just want to build that relationship to go further and further.